Continue with IS 16, Denise. Denise.
Yeah, the purpose of paper 12C is to present the revised wording for finalizing the proposed amendments to IS 16 and IS 38, clarification of methods of depreciation and amortization. If you agree with these proposed amendments, we are planning to bring back another paper at the December meeting, a due process paper, where we will ask you if you are satisfied with the due process step. And also we will ask if these proposed amendments should be finalized without re-exposing these amendments. So do you have any comments? Well, of course you can give me comments offline to the drafting, but do you have any other?
I had a comment. I agree with the direction you're going in here. I think it's fine. I just wanted to make sure I understood, and perhaps there's more wordsmithing. Paragraph 98A talks about proposing that using a revenue method would be acceptable if it can be demonstrated that revenue and the consumption of the intangible asset are strongly correlated. I think I understand what you mean, but I think it might be better to say that when the consumption of the economic benefits of the asset essentially are moving the same way. I'm not sure correlated is the right word, but can be demonstrated to essentially reflect the same pattern as the way revenue is being recognized. Something more precise to essentially align the fact that what we're focusing on here is depreciation or amortization, and not revenue recognition. Not you know, what is leading here is the determination of how benefits are being consumed, not how revenue is being recognized, and then kind of plugging that, using that as a plug.
Okay. Yeah, no, I see what you mean, and we'll get back to the board how we can word it that way to be more specific.
Okay.
Like that.
Gary?
Can I
yes, Beth.
I kind of like the word correlated, because in my view, some intangibles are actually closer to inventory than they are to property, plant, and equipment. And for inventory, we actually move the cost to the income statement when the related revenue is recognized. So when the intangible isn't used in conjunction with other assets to create inventory, but creates profit directly, to me it's more like inventory than it is property, plant, and equipment. So I thought correlated was the correct word.
Mary?
Not weighing in on the wording choice of correlated or not, but I think you shared some of Pat Finnegan's concern about the clarity of what we're saying in 98A. And because when I was reading through the basis for conclusion, in particular BC 75, like Peter, it left me saying, okay, in response to the question that originally was posed about amortization of a license for service concession, I ended up saying, I'm not sure with all these words if it would send me only allow revenue only in exceptional circumstances, for example, when the license was for a certain amount of revenue that I could collect, versus use. So I think, I just feel like we have to close the loop a bit on it. I agree with the direction. Think we've done the right things to bring it to closure, but I think we've almost added too many words and need to just look at tightening it up. So substantive drafting comments. But
okay.
to support the proposal to bring it forward and bring it to closure.
Yeah. Legal.
The proposal to add the rebuttable assumption for 38. How about 16?
Well, it's just that along the process, we didn't really receive any comments on the application of the on the calculation of the on the use of depreciation methods. So we thought that we would keep this rebuttable presumption only for intangibles and not for property and equipment.
No, I personally do not agree with, you know, the as I understand, you know, in reality, you know, quite often the case, a company may use revenue as approximation, and not only the for amortization of intangibles, but PPE too. And I'm not agree.
I do agree with directions. I still have a little bit of concern about the wording in Appendix A, paragraph 62A. We say revenue generated by an activity that includes the use of an asset generally reflects factors other than consumption, generally. And then we continue and say, therefore revenue is on inappropriate basis, which means always. Seems to me there is kind of an inconsistency between generally and always. So either we strike out generally, or we say revenue is generally therefore, or is therefore generally on inappropriate basis. We need to be consistent between the cause and the effect.
Thank you. I agree with the general direction, but I have a little comment on the wording. Paragraph 9 of this paper is mentioned about the removal of paragraph 16b of the proposal. And in the October meeting, we agreed to remove this, that one. But instead, we will state this in the basis for conclusion.
Yes.
But I look at the basis for conclusion. Perhaps paragraph BC's 33L is the one you intend to do that. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. I appreciate that. But one very important wording is missing, which is diminishing balance method. I think we have to refer to diminishing balance method in the basis for conclusion. The reason why I'm saying is clearly stated in the paragraph 9 of this paper. Third line from the bottom, this is because they thought that this could be interpreted as if the ISC was prohibiting the use of a diminishing balance method. And the reason why I insist is there is a background. There is a lot of misunderstanding and misinterpretation that ISP prohibits diminishing balance. ISP, IFRS is allowed only a straight line. But it is wrong. Obviously, in the IS-16, diminishing balance is clearly stated.
Yes.
But in practice, actually, it was said that IFRS substantially prohibits diminishing balance. So that kind of misinterpretation was prevailing. The reason why I insist is I agree with the direction of this amendment. The aim is fine, but as a byproduct of this amendment, it seems like we are reinforcing that IFRS, the real intention is to prohibit diminishing balance. So in order to prevent such kind of interpretation, paragraph 62B was useful. But this is not really the main cause of this proposal. So I agree to drop it from the standard.
Mm-hmm.
But in the basis for conclusion, if possible, we should clearly mention that, spoke about the diminishing balance method.
You mean the fact that we are not prohibiting it?
Yeah, perhaps not that straightforward. Perhaps the wording of paragraph 62B was clear enough. So just simply reproduce the wording of paragraph 62B will do.
I'm in general agreement. I just had a question on paragraph appendix B, paragraph 92. We talk about obsolescence, and so it'll shorten the life. So and then we say the reduction in selling price could indicate of obsolescence, which reflects a reduction in the economic benefits consumed. Not quite sure how there's kind of an impairment with obsolescence in there, and then how does that all fit together? I've just
I think we saw that as saying the word, if you had an unexpected reduction in your selling price, then that would suggest that, that amongst the facts that that could indicate is that the what you're producing, there's a degree of obsolescence there, and hence your manufacturing equipment that leads to that is potentially obsolete.
I think the problem is the word consumed.
Yes.
I think it's the benefits remaining.
Produced,
That might clarify.
Consumption instead of that, but the the value of the outputs may be declining.
Thank you.
Okay. On paragraph 16, the appendix C1, the expression it looks not so comfortable. The reason I'm saying is that basically depreciation is a kind of cost allocation rather than measurement or estimation. So that's why the first sentence of paragraph 16, they use shall reflect rather than measure or estimate. But the second sentence you are adding to the first sentence, you are using estimate. So I understand what you are trying to do, but conceptually we are thinking depreciation is a kind of a cost allocation, as I said before. So if we stick to that general principle, maybe, I don't know whether this terminology is the right one.
But I think the strict sense is an estimation.
Estimation.
It's supposed to be a cost allocation.
Estimation means a kind of a cost allocation.
It says of the economic benefits of the asset consumed during the period.
I don't know. Generally, I think the estimate is a kind of a maybe kind of measurement. I don't know. That maybe I thought so, but when I see your sentence here, that word estimate looks not so comfortable to me.
What's your suggestion?
Maybe they are in the first sentence they use reflect rather than measure or estimate. So we might use some more some.
So I would use
60 of their appendix C1.
Could have a look at appendix A.
My understanding, I remember this topic came up at another meeting. I think the very first time this topic was discussed, and Wayne Upton took opposition to a statement that I made, and he said depreciation is a cost allocation technique under U.S. GAAP, but it is not under IFRS. And there is a subtle distinction in the principle, and so I think they're emphasizing here what the principle is. It's not... It may result in a cost allocation, but it's not intended to be a cost allocation per se, primarily. It's an estimate of how benefits are being consumed. So it's a subtle distinction, but I think...
That's true. In U.S. GAAP, it's an accounting policy choice. And yeah, we want to highlight that in IFRS, it's not like that.
But in the current case, in paragraph 15 of IFRS 16, that says a depreciable amount of an asset shall be allocated on a systematic basis. So we are still maybe in line with the allocation.
I disagree.
I don't know. It's because this is one of the popular issues that was discussed in many practitioners and academics. Because this is, that's why I'm suggesting, because you don't want to raise another conflict with some other sensitive practitioners. And, that's why I'm suggesting.
Mm-hmm. And are you as yet, depreciation is seen as a sort of a random allocation of...
Not random.
But an allocation of the cost of the
asset. Yeah. Systematic allocation.
Well, what is the system then? Is it the system has nothing to do with the estimated consumption? Is it?
You don't need back to use it.
Is there really a difference? All right. Well, Denise, I think we see some good suggestions for improvement of the wording, but otherwise, there seems to be general agreement with the direction.
Okay.